Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Garkey. Gonna make this episode very short today because I don't want to waste too much of your guys' time. This is like a recap Monday slash game pick Wednesday type deal because for tomorrow, yes, I'm gonna be here again tomorrow to do the headline news, whatever's gonna be there. And then I'll preview the NFL draft because I am not doing a show that Thursday. I'm putting that out there now. I'm not doing one on the draft. I did that during the pandemic. For those that are new, I did that during the pandemic. It is not a good idea. Not. So for those that are starting their podcast and they think that doing shows completely on the draft and who went where, what trades went, I'm just saying that as somebody who did it, it's a lot harder and really a little more meh than you think. So that's why I won't be doing the draft on Thursday, but I will recap round one of the draft on Friday. So that is the schedule for this week. As far as the weekend goes, believe it or not, it was a fun weekend in the world of the NHL and the NBA. As far as my picks go, your boy is wrong again. So now I'm 1-for-10 in the NASCAR picks world. So yeah, 1-for-10. Let's go to Dover. And congratulations to Tyler Reddick. By the way, for those that saw that as your first race of the year, that's how Talladega actually is. It was a meh race until the very last lap, and then you saw that insane wreck, and then Tyler Reddick, right place, right time, won the race. He is now the 7th different winner in 10 races, so congratulations on that as well. So, with that, let's go ahead and give you guys the picks for today. Oh, and not bad, NBA fans. I'm still not watching your stuff during the regular season. But with how the postseason has started, and technically the NHL has been that way too, it's been phenomenal. By the way, Islanders, you had a 3-0 lead last night and you blow that and it's 5, you lose 5-3. You had a 3-goal lead, you blew that and you lose by 2. Normally, I don't change my predictions right in the middle of a series, but the way the Islanders started game two, you needed to finish that. But, it didn't look well for the team on Long Island. But the other playoff team in New York, or the other two, rather, I was starting the conversation on the NBA here. You know what, NBA fans? I applaud how these playoffs have started. Here we are in day number 4. We have 3 games on today. I'll give you the spreads and who to go with today. But throughout the weekend, actually pretty good games. Now, granted, outside of the Knicks-Sixers series and outside of last night's game in Denver, it's been a very boring start to the season. But when you actually watched last night with the game winner from Jamal Murray, the craziness at Madison Square Garden, by the way, Sixer fans, the NBA did admit that the refs blew 2 of the calls in that crazy sequence where DiVincenzo gave the Knicks the lead late in that game last night. But the NBA should have called at least 1 foul against the Knicks that got Maxey to fall on the floor, which, by the way, it might have been a flop, but, you know, I'm a closet Knicks fan. Do you really think I'm going to cheer for the idea that the refs made a mistake? No, but that they did gave them a good flavor, and you know what? That's been one of the funnest series of the 8 so far. So that's been my thing for the weekend. As far as the NHL goes, again, here we are. The fun continues. 4 games on today there as well. So there's your weekend recap, and here are the games. Let's start with baseball, because since it's the regular season, there is no need really to go in depth into how these games will play out. So let's go ahead and pop this open. And while that's going, Orin's already there. So let's go ahead and give you guys the picks. Let's start in Major League Baseball. We already have 2 games underway right now, or 3. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we got 5 games underway right now. Red Sox, Guardians. I'm going to go with the Guardians on this one. It's off the table as far as the betting action, so I got to pick that one straight up. The Brewers and Pirates. I'm going to go with the Brewers in that one. Again, that one's straight up. Phillies, Reds. Phillies leading 1-0. That game's in the bottom of the first. I'm going to go with the Phillies to hold on there straight up. I'll go with the Dodgers over the Nationals. That's straight up as well. And I will take the Rays over the Tigers straight up. That game is scoreless. That game is about to get underway as well. But as far as the games who have yet to go, here are your picks. Let's go down to the Boogie Down Bronx. Of course, take your boys Yankees here. The money line, -210 for the Yankees. Marcus Stroman on the hill. I know Paul Blackburn has a 1.08 ERA. So it goes against my theory, but Stroman has actually pitched better than what his ERA has shown. So I'm gonna go with the money line here, -210 for the Yankees, and take the under at 8.5 with the runs. I'll take an under at 8.5. Look, this Yankee offense has the potential to blow teams out. But I believe after yesterday's loss, that's now the 5th or 6th time, you know, last night, yesterday afternoon's game was the 5th or 6th time, I believe, this season that the Yankees have been shut out. That's not good. I mean, they've been shut out in two of their last 3. You know, you got shut out Saturday, you got shut out on yesterday. This offense is inconsistent. It has the potential to be great. And the pitching has done really well, even without Gerrit Cole, who still won't be back, possibly, until June 1st. So, even without Gerrit Cole, this pitching staff has been phenomenal. And yet, this offense now is starting to hit rock bottom, or at least be dang near close to the bottom. So, I don't know what to make of this stretch right now for the Bombers, but At least, they're still within earshot of the Orioles, who have now figured out that they actually should be leading this division. So, it's more of a market correction, and that's kind of how this all works. So, again, take the Yankees, -210 on the money line, and take the under at 8.5. I'll take the under for the run total. Let's go 4-2 Yankees over the A's. 4-2, because usually once the Yankees get shut out, the offense starts to show up the very next game. So go 4-2 Yankees over the A's. Let's go game number 2. Let's jump all the way down to Chicago for the Astros and Cubs. Jordan Wicks will be on the mound for the Cubbies. I will go with the even money line for the Cubs, and I will take the under at 10.5. JP France, look at his ERA. It's at a 7. No wonder why that ERA is high at 10.5. You know what? I'll stick with the even money line for the Cubs, but as far as the over-under with the game here, I will go with the over. Now that I realize JP France's ERA is really freaking high at 7, it's not great. So I'll take the over. I'm going to go 8-4. I'll go 8-4 Cubs over the Astros. So that's game number 2. And then game number 3, we're going to jump all the way down west for the Orioles and the Angels. You got the Orange Birds with Grayson Rodriguez on the hill tonight against Griffin Canning. Griffin Canning, not a great ERA either. Grayson Rodriguez is at a 2.63 ERA. You know what? I'm not going to pick the Angels for the win, so I'll stick with the money line being at minus 155 for the Orioles. It's at plus 135 now. Again, all these odds, I forgot to mention, all these odds courtesy of ESPN Bet. So again, I'm going to go with the Orioles at minus 155, and in this one, I will take the I'll take the under. I'll take the Orioles 4, Angels 3. So those are your picks today. Take the Yankees, take the Orioles, and take the Cubs over the Astros. Those are your picks today in Major League Baseball. For the sports that are into the playoff mode, let's jump into the NHL. Again, 4 games on today. For the money lines, and for straight up, take the Rangers, take the Panthers. I think the Panthers will grab a 2-0 lead. I think the Rangers will grab a 2-0 lead. I'm going to go with the Avalanche on the road. And I'm going to take the Canucks to take a 2-0 lead there. For the betting side of it, go with the Rangers at minus 300. Go with Florida at minus 180. Go with Colorado at minus 125. Look, that's not going to happen again with the Avalanche and the Jets. What happened on Sunday, that ain't going to happen again. You're not going to get a 7-5 game every time. No. You know, when it was 3-3 after like about four to eight minutes from there, it's like, no, you ain't going to get that. I'm sorry, you're not. So, it's very easy. So go Colorado minus 125 and then take the Canucks at minus 125 as well. If you want to go with the over-unders for these games, take the under for the Rangers and Caps. Take the, let's see what the over-under is. Okay, take the over for Tampa and Florida. And then take the, I'm going to just see what the over-under is with Colorado and Winnipeg. Take the under with that one as well. And then take the under with Vancouver and Nashville. Those are your betting picks as well if you want some action. So those are your picks for today in the NHL. Tomorrow is a whole nother slate of game 2s with a couple of game 3s mixed in. So let's go ahead, get you guys the NBA games, and then I'm out of here. This is just going to be straight spread. I'm not doing over-unders with this one. I'm going to go with the T-Wolves -2.5 over the Suns. Go with the Bucks 1.5 over the Pacers. And I will take the Clippers -1.5 over the Mavs. Those are your winners tonight. So again, take the take the Clippers, take the Bucks, and take the T-Wolves. All home teams today in the NBA. With that, I am logging off. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Odd Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget, you can listen to the show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Odd Podcast. You can also listen to the show on Spotify, Google, Apple, if you know the trick, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well, or anywhere else you get this podcast. And by the way, I meant YouTube Music, not Google Podcast. Remember, YouTube Music, still a force habit I still got to get used to. But anywhere else you get this podcast, you can watch this show on rumble.com. Just search for the username ADGerke. That's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. And if you don't want the algorithm to suck you in, you do need to subscribe to Rumble. Otherwise, treat it like YouTube. Search AD Gerke and you'll get the videos there. Like, comment, share so we can sneak up the algorithm. Speaking of algorithms, you can follow this show through the social media page, The Austin's On It Podcast. The Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag The Austin's On It Podcast. I'm trying to think. Oh, for post-episode interaction, you can follow me on X through at Austin underscore Gerke. Again, that's at Austin underscore Gerke on X for post-episode interaction. And you can either follow my personal Snapchat, which is AustinGerke14. That is my name and my favorite number. Or you can follow my personal Instagram, which is at AustiSpamanti. That's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. With that, I am logging off. Thank you for listening and watching. This has been the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke, and I will see you guys tomorrow.